Daryl, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Hey, I'm excellent, man. You've been with the Eddies now. This will be your 100th match, so quite some time. And I don't know if you've ever been on a streak like this for the team. You guys were down 2-0 to Ottawa, battled back to get a draw in that game. You'd won your previous five. I don't think you've lost now in 7 or 8 games. What's been the biggest turnaround for this team? Because clearly, the best football you guys have played.
I think there's a lot of experience in the team now. We work hard for each other, and we've got a great fighting spirit in the team. You know, we never give up until the final whistle. And a lot of games this year, we've pushed on in the second half, and finally got the win or the draw, as it was on Friday night. So yeah, we've a lot of experience and a lot of hard work in the team.
Now, Daryl, a lot of the success, like you say, it's chemistry, it's playing together. As we mentioned, your 100th game coming up, you've been around for a long time. Are there little adjustments you have to make each year to find out the tendencies of the guys you're playing with? Is that what you talk about when we're talking chemistry?
Yeah, it's just a lot of the boys get along well together. You know, it's not just on the field, it's off the field as well. You know, we go for dinner together and we hang around with each other a lot more, you know. So in terms of the team chemistry this year, it's probably been the best since I've been here. And once it's off the field, you sort of bring it onto the field as well. And it's just like playing with your mates, and you'll always fight for your mate.
Now, Daryl, you grew up with Albert Watson, who's the captain of FCA. Both of you come from Belfast. Both of you came over here together. He leads the Eddies in all-time appearances, and you're second. From what I understand, you and your wife, Tina, are now in the process of getting your permanent residency in Canada. When you came over 6 years ago, did you ever think it would go this well? And what's the reasons you and your wife have fallen in love to want to stay in Canada?
Yeah, when we first came over, it was like minus 30. We'd never experienced cold like that before in our lives. And I think this is our fourth year, actually. And me and Tina, my wife, along with Albert and his wife, Allison, we're all applying for a permanent residency this year. And, you know, it's just the people in Canada are always so happy, so nice. And the people in Canada just get on with their own thing. And they don't really worry about too much about other people's lives, really, you know. And not to say anything bad about back home, but you know, it's more negative back home, and here there's a more positive outlook on life, really. And that's what me and my wife really loves. We just love positivity, and you know, and it's just the summers are great. I know the winters are cold, but we've started to learn to ski and things like that. So it's just a great lifestyle here in Canada compared to back home. So that's why we fell in love with the place.
Now, when you get as much winter as we do in Alberta, Daryl, you mentioned you're learning to ski. At what point, how long have you been doing that? At what point did you say, what the heck, we might as well learn it. We've got snow on the ground 7 months of the year.
Yeah, that's what it came to. Because it's so cold. You know, you can't really take the dogs for long walks or anything. You can't play soccer outdoor either. So I gotta do something to pass the time. And we've learned to ski a little bit. I'm not saying we're very good at it, but we live close to the Victoria Golf Course, and we always cross country ski around that in the summer. In the winter time. So yeah, we do things like that in the winter, and it's just to pass the time, really, going from one sport to another.
Oh, and it keeps you in shape, I'm sure. Cross-country skiing, fantastic workout. Daryl
yeah.
Fordyce joins us, a member of FC Edmonton, leading the team in goals this year with six. He's the all-time goal-scoring leader as well, second all-time in appearances behind your mate Albert Watson. And, you know, the team's having success. I want to get your thoughts on your head coach, Colin Miller. He's one of my favorite guests to have on the show. He's got a real good sense of humor, especially when you get him talking about Coronation Street, for sure. What do you like about Miller the most as a head coach?
The thing about Colin is he never lets any of us, like, step out of line. Or, you know, when we do well, we're always reminded that we haven't done anything yet. And you know, he puts on great training sessions. All the boys enjoy the training sessions, and but the thing I love about him most is work rate, his commitment. he's always on top of the players, not letting us fall asleep, as we say. And that's a trait of a winner, and that's the most thing I like about Colin working with him is he never lets us sit back and relax. He's always on top of it to get better and improve. So, yeah, that's the best thing I think about Colin.
Now, Daryl, one of the reasons it's so much fun to have him on the show is he's very honest, he's very blunt, and that's both in praise and in criticism. When you're behind closed doors and he's happy about something or he's unhappy about something, is there any doubt either way?
Well, Colin just says it how it is, and especially myself and Albert coming from Northern Ireland, and you have Tommy and Adam, the English lads, you know, that's the way it is back in the UK and Ireland. People say things how it is. There's no beating around the bush. It's straightforward, hit the point straight in the head, and you know, you just get on with it. But as I says, once you step out of line, Colin surely lets you know. And especially this year, we haven't played too well in the first half in games, you know, so you come in at half time, you know, Colin's going to give us a good shout at and give us a kick up the backside to get us going in the second half. And you know, there's a lot of boys that love that. I know there's a few boys. It's the same for every footballer. Some guys need told off, and some guys need an arm around their shoulder just to encourage them a little bit more. But you know, the boys from the UK and Ireland, especially over in Europe, the main thing that coaches do is just tell you how it is and tell you the truth straight away, just to move on quicker.
Daryl Fordyce from FC Edmonton joins us. The Eddies currently sitting in second place in the fall season, although they do have two games in hand on first place New York Cosmos, only 3 points back of them. And your next game, of course, is coming up in 3 days. You're taking on Miami, Daryl. You mentioned how you've had slow starts in the first half, and then Colin Miller comes in and reads you the riot act, and you guys respond. So the obvious question is, Why do you have to wait for that? Any reason why you think your team has come out of the gate slowly in most games this year?
I'm not too sure what it is. You know, a few years ago, we'd always start slowly in the spring season. But this year, we started slowly the first two or three games. But normally that stretch, we'd be 7, 8, 9 games. But this year, we just lost out in the spring season championship by 1 point. You know, but in terms of first, we haven't always played badly in the first half this year, and we're trying to turn it around. So hopefully we can go in, you know, one or two goals up in the first half in some games, which makes it a little bit easier for us in the second half. But no one really knows why it is. I just feel we're always better in the second half because there's a lot of experience in the group. And once we get in at halftime, Colin gives us the tactics on how the first half went. And with the experience and the knowledge among the players in the group, we take it on board and manage to, you know, overcome what happened in the first half and make it better in the second half. So even if we play well in the first half, I firmly believe we'll go on and play even better in the second half in every game this year, just from the experience and the feedback we get from Colin and Jeff at halftime.
Daryl, you've got games in hand on New York that's ahead of you. Indy and Minnesota also have played 13 games. Miami comes in with the same 11 games played as you. Opportune time to get a victory and make a move, perhaps.
Yeah, it's going to be a very tough running. You know, Colin always says every game from now till the end is a cup final. And we're playing Miami on Sunday, which is going to be a really, really tough game because they've signed some incredible players and they're paying some guys a lot of money in their squad, and they're just off the back of a 3-0 win against Puerto Rico away, which when we went away to Puerto Rico, it was a really tough place to go, you know, so it's going to be a very tough game. But as I said, anyone that comes into Edmonton, they're going to have a very tough game no matter who you are, and we believe we can win every game at home, and as long as we can continue to improve our waveform, then there's no doubt that we'll be there or thereabouts at the end of the season.
Daryl Fordyce joins us from SC Edmonton. Daryl, your 100th match coming up with the Eddies this weekend. And being from Belfast, of course, Ireland's got a pretty strong football background. All of Europe does, of course. What's kept you, you know, coming to Canada? I know you mentioned you love the positivity and you and your wife love the country. But as far as a football career, why has Canada been the place that's most appealing to you? And have you thought about going back to play in Europe?
I haven't. I don't think I will go back to Europe to finish off my career. I believe I'll finish my career off over here in this side of the world. But yeah, it's just every year I've been so happy working with Colin, with Jeff, with the rest of the backroom staff. And, you know, Tom Pfaff has a lot of belief in the club, in the city. And for myself and Albert to be a part of the growth of FC Edmonton, in the city, it's an honour to do that. And, you know, so every year I've really enjoyed myself. My wife enjoyed herself in the city, working away. And, you know, it's the whole package that keeps us happy here, and long may it continue. So we'll just see how the season goes from now until the end. And fingers crossed we can get a gold medal, you know.
Well, it'd be fantastic. Now, Daryl, before I let you go, we had guests on from Atlanta today. We've had guests on from Florida. Now yourself, of course, born and raised in Belfast. Everybody had an accent. My sidekick, Robin Brownlee, thinks Canadians don't have accents. I disagree. You're Irish. Do we have accents?
You do have an accent, but whenever you speak, a lot of the people from Europe will just automatically think you're American. you know, so, but you do have an accent for sure. And whenever I go back home, some of my mates actually laugh at me because I have sort of a little Canadian twang since I've been here.
Okay.
So once I go home, I get my accent stronger, and then once I come back here, no one understands me. You know, so that's why last year we tried to stay home just for a week. So once I came back, most people can understand me again.
I knew we had an accent. Daryl, I appreciate it. Congratulations on coming up in your 100th match, being on the Player of the Week in the NASL, and continued success this season with the Eddies.
Thank you. It was great speaking to you.